Gate Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in nice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, the tryptophan has worn off after a delightful Thanksgiving. Hopefully you had a wonderful holiday filled with ample amounts of fine, succulent, juicy bird, ample amounts of the fixings, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the candied yams, the apple pie, the pecan pie, whatever else was in your cornucopia of Thanksgiving food menu items. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And hopefully those Sansibelt slacks that you can just flick those little metal clips on the side and you can adjust after a big meal and then you can watch football. Hopefully all went according to plan. I remember those Sansibelt slacks. It used to be pretty funny. You'd see those commercials. Hey, after a big dinner, big meal, just clip those little clips on the side and you can adjust your trousers. Rather humorous. But we don't see those Sansibelt slacks anymore today. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Your five-star global general and Alpha leader-in-chief, your Alpha male-in-chief, front and center from Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City. It was rather frigid for Thanksgiving across many parts. I see records were set in the Northeast and in the Midwest. Delightful weather down in the Cigar City and wherever you may be. Hopefully you are enjoying your holiday weekend. Lots of football, lots of leftovers, and of course great cigars and great libations. Before we begin, I was remiss. A few weeks ago I wanted to wish a very happy birthday to one of our great alphas and loyal lieutenants who's been listening for a long time up in Saranac Lake. Got a big birthday that the big milestone birthday just celebrated. So a very happy birthday to Peter from Saranac Lake, New York, not far from Lake Placid. I've been to Saranac Lake, beautiful part of the Adirondack region. If you have never been there and you want to escape the heat of the summer, whether you live in Florida or you live down in Texas or the South, great place to go. Saranac Lake, Lake Placid, just the Adirondacks in New York State are beautiful. And also, next Friday, big birthday for Portuguese Princess Colleen. On Friday, November 30th, she will be celebrating her birthday. So a happy birthday to Portuguese Princess Colleen. I believe Voice Talent Ed has some major, major surprises, big dinners planned for her. I hope I'm not blowing that in advance. But I'm sure Voice Talent Ed will come up with something big. All right, the Snowflake Powder Puffs are at it again.
Did we do something to offend you? Stand back. Cigar Dave goes macro on microaggression.
The millennials, they are so delicate and sensitive. Let me say that correctly. They're so delicate and sensitive. We just have to coddle them and treat them properly. Because we can't talk too loud to them. We have to be very, very sensitive to their needs. I'm trying to do my impression of, you know, millennial snowflake. And the latest example of coddling these snowflakes comes to us from the Leeds Trinity's School of Journalism in the United Kingdom. Mick the Brit, the colonel in charge of the European Theater of Operations, had this on our weekly briefing, sent it to me. University lecturers have been told not to use words in capital letters when setting assignments because it might frighten students into failure. I have received many course assignments in grade school, high school, college. And I remember there were some instructions in capital letters. Make sure you footnote every single part of your term paper. Or term paper is due by Wednesday, November, whatever, by 5 p.m., period. 1 second late will be considered to be a one-grade deduction. I mean, there were things that were put in capital letters in bold underline. However, it seems with these snowflakes, the millennials today, you cannot frighten students by using capital letters. The staff at Leeds Trinity School of Journalism has also been told to write in a helpful, warm tone. Avoid officious language and negative instructions. Now think about this for a second. A professor wants to be very clear and concise about an assignment. What the topic may be, the length of the paper, it may have some negative instructions. Negative instructions, don't turn it in late. Don't have spelling errors because it will cost your grade. I mean, these are important things you want to highlight. But apparently, now, this will strike and provoke fear in today's students. The memo goes on to say, enhancing student understanding, engagement, and achievement with lists of do's and don'ts. And they give words that are frowned upon. Because course leaders say capitalizing a word could emphasize the difficulty or high-stakes nature of the task. So let me just give you a perfect example. Let's just say hypothetically, forget it's a journalism school. Let's say they are in the police academy. And one of the assignments is to write a report. What do you do or how to disengage or how to deal with a suspicious package? You hear something, you see a package, you hear it ticking. Now, chances are there would be in giant capital bold exclamation point underline highlighted, do not touch the suspicious package, especially if it is ticking. Stay away. Call the bomb squad. But because that could be a high stakes nature task or difficult, that could harm the little students. The memo goes on to say, despite our best attempts to explain assessment tasks, any lack of clarity can generate anxiety and even discourage students from attempting the assessment at all. Generally, avoid using capital letters for emphasis. The overuse of do's and especially don't. I mean, this is just the coddling now of these students is beyond belief. Talk about a soft group of kids, a soft society. This is what we are preparing for. I mean, we have a perfect example of what we saw in Georgia and what we saw in the state of Florida with the election. In Georgia, that Stacey Abrams refuses, it's not a concession, but she does concede. And he says that Governor-elect Kemp in the state of Georgia, while he may have received more votes, it's not a legitimate election. Please. She's a perfect example of somebody that is soft. Somebody who is unable to accept reality. I didn't win. I'm going to jump up and down. It's not fair. That's what the Democrats did. Hillary Clinton did it. The Russians did it. I should be president. I was born to be president. I'm the most qualified to be president. this is what we're seeing. I mean, the what do we see with these millennials, we're seeing exactly now with even adults. It's transferred to them. We become a soft society. And the Stacey Abrams to start throwing the blame, saying Kemp as Secretary of State is responsible for all these voting issues. No, he's not. In fact, she says something that there was a bill to make voting easy, which she, by the way, voted against. And so she went after that, even though she voted against it, said we should make voting easier for people, which the state of Georgia did. And then the Democrat legislature, a Democrat governor a number of years ago, signed a bill where they've got to purge the voter rolls and make sure that dead people are off it, and they've got to keep it culled and keep it properly up to date. She went after Kemp. He had nothing to do with it. But again, what we're seeing now is with these students, with these millennials, with even adults today, reality and facts do not matter. And this is a perfect example. You can't use capital letters because it frightens students. Please. If I can only imagine what a professor, if I would have looked and said to him, Professor, you know, you use capital letters and it really set me off. I'm microaggressed and I need a safe space. They would have laughed me out of Syracuse University. They would have said, there's the door, get out. But today, we condone this this passive behavior. It's just unbelievable. And by the way, we will be in the rest of this hour and next hour, we will be featuring our interview segments from the 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention in Las Vegas. Starting with the next segment, we'll be joined by Kaizad Hansodia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yacatorano of Gurkha Cigars. We'll be talking about their new release blends. And the second hour, we'll be joined by Jonathan Drew of Drew Estate as we tour their entire booth. But very quickly, I want to talk about Amazon. Amazon building, as you know, two headquarters. They had a big competition with all these cities. Tampa got in on it where I am, and everybody just literally to see these mayors salivate and foam in the mouth, thinking they were going to get 10, 15, 20,000 jobs for a second headquarters, and they were going to spend all this money and jumping up and down. Even cities that had no chance in hell, that didn't have a good international airport, that didn't have all the qualifications, ended up spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to put these their bids together. And all these incentives, Amazon played them like dumb fools. They ended up going to New York and Crystal City, Virginia. But now they're going to, New York State is going to spend $50,000 a job to lure Amazon. They're going to build a helipad for Jeff Bezos for his helicopter. Give me a break. To all those cities and mayors, you got played. Anybody, any alpha with a tenth of a brain would have known that right off the bat. We will continue around the corner. We'll be joined by Kaizad Hansodia and the rest of the Gurkha crew from the International Premium Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas up next.
The November selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the World of Davidoff, including the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. This smoke combines Nicaraguan and Dominican tobaccos, creating a smooth and balanced box-pressed cigar with unexpected depth and complexity. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
some very good friends here at Gurkha Cigars. First up, we've got the proprietor, founder of Gurkha, Kaizad Hansodia. Kaizad, my friend, good to see you.
Always good to see you, General.
I enjoy seeing you here, but I enjoy seeing you much better at your palatial offices with the big Gurkha Lounge, where we have great cigars, we have great libations, and you always take us to that Peruvian place for lunch.
I'm Korean.
No, I've never been to Korea.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to take you there.
I'm coming back. No problem. We've got Carlos Yacatorano, VP of Operations. Carlos, good to see you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Dave.
And to my left, I've got Juan Lopez, VP of Sales. He's the guy that makes sure all these great new cigars that we're going to introduce you to get to you at your local retailer. Now, let's talk about three new brands that are going to be launched officially here, but to the public officially, at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo Saturday, August 11th. So who wants to do the honors? Because the one that I have in my hand is the new Chateau Privé beautiful cigar. Talk about that, because I'm going to light it. You guys are all lit, and I feel like I'm missing out here.
You're behind.
Exactly. Who wants to start?
All right, so we start off with the Chateau de Privé. It's a baby that Kai's been wanting to do now for many of years, and we finally got the correct blend and the wrapper that we wanted. We've been looking for on the Ecuador and Desflorado, which not a lot of people use in the marketplace, but I think now that, you know, we're innovators in the industry, people are going to start wanting to come out with that kind of wrapper. Dominican tobacco, a little bit of Nicaraguan as well, mild, creamy, real, real smooth, a little bit of nuttiness on the back end as well. I think the General's enjoying it already. Second, we got...
Wait, you don't know that.
Well, of course I do.
But I am enjoying it. But I'm just saying, you're being presumptuous, but I am enjoying it.
We make great cigars. This is what we do.
Very sure.
Marquesa, our first Sumatra wrapper, brick-and-mortar brand for the Gurkha family. All Nicaraguan, Ometepe, Esteli, Jalapa. The difference is you got 10 cigars that are box-pressed and 10 cigars that are parejo, which are round. Awesome display, awesome, beautiful Cubanist looking box. Will be available by the end of August. And then, Carlos, tell them about the Ghost.
And the last but not least is Ghost. This is an extension to one of our best-selling brands, the Ghost. This is the new Ghost Gold with an Ecuadorian Habano Rosado wrapper. It's got a Nicaraguan, Dominican, and USA filler from Pennsylvania. It's definitely the fullest release that we've got this year, so we're very excited to launch the new Ghost Gold.
Now, the Chateau Privé, I have to tell you, definitely on the medium side, smooth, but a lot of flavor. Very, very flavorful cigar. So it's got intensity, but it's not overpowering. There's no bite. So right. Very, very nice.
That's key for us. That's something we strive to do in all our blends, is make them very flavorful, not just all power. We want flavor. It's important for us.
And I should tell everyone that at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, all the attendees on Saturday, August 11th, you will be the first in the world to experience these brand new Gurkha brands. And I know that everybody in attendance will be very excited. Last year, we launched the Havana Legend, Master Select, and Havana Legend. And this year, we're going to have both of those available as well in the Special Assault Pack, as well as the Royal Challenge, which is a great cigar that we'll talk about. So let's make our way over. And before we do that, these three humidors are absolutely magnificent. So, Kaizad, tell me about these, because you are the king of packaging and the king of design.
So every year we come out with our special edition humidors. This one is the Crimson. The other one is the Sunburst. And the third one is the Burl Wood. Only 50 made in the world. We have already sold about 20 of each. And it's not even, shows not even being open 1 hour. So this will fly out by today.
And where's the Alpha 5-star?
Well, you got to keep one for you then, Jeff.
Oh, no, I got the 5-stars on top of that. Bring that to Bob. You got a month to work on that, Kaizad. Chop, chop. Let's go. All right, so let's start off with the cigar. Let's move over here to this display case, the Chateau Privé. Now, first of all, the box on this, Kaizad, is unlike anything I've seen. It's exquisite. And when you're done smoking all the cigars in the box, it makes a great collector's piece.
Exactly. And also, you can keep your watches in there and everything else. It's a beautiful, it's copper. This box has taken us close to 2 years to come out with. I mean, it was a technological nightmare.
But Kaizad, we can put man on the moon. You can design an incredible cigar box. There's no doubt in my mind.
Thank you. It's we only made 1,000 of these boxes.
That's it.
For this style, we don't even make 1,000. So it's a limited run. And then we're going to come out with a different box for the general public after the...
So the, official. Okay, but the Gurkha Chateau Privé will not be a limited release. This will be available year round.
It'll be a limited release on these boxes only now.
Got it. And you said 1,000 of each box?
No, 1,000 total.
1,000 total?
Correct.
So how many sizes?
Three sizes.
Three sizes? So 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3,
$99, so how are we going to
raffle them off so whoever gets a three-piece can pull one together?
Yeah, you give them the crazy glue. Fantastic. So, again, let's talk about Juan and Carlos, the just kind of like the behind the scenes of this cigar, what you were trying to accomplish, the motivation of the Chateau Privet, how you named it, what's the significance?
Well, listen, Juan and I have a lot of fun. When Kay brings us a special packaging as this, then we have to work on creating a blend that fits the packaging number.
So basically, I tell my boys what needs to be made and what kind of a blend I'm looking for that particular box and that style of the box.
So what did you tell Kaizad?
So I wanted a mild, a very smooth cigar.
Well, but this has got a lot of flavor. To me, it's mild to medium, but it's not what I would consider a cigar that's going to be... Right, it's not a boring cigar. It's got a lot of personality.
Correct. And as you smoke the cigar, you're going to notice it's going to start changing the flavor. It's going to start getting a little bit more medium, and it's going to start giving you a little bit more of a floral accent and also some spice to it. Okay, that's what's going to be interesting about the cigar.
Remember, it's the Gurkha way. Nothing we do is boring.
Correct.
All right, tell me about the wrapper, filler, and binder again.
The wrapper is an Ecuadorian Desplorado wrapper.
So that's a new name.
It's not a new wrapper, but it's new for us. First time we use this wrapper for it. It gives it that creaminess to it that Kay wanted to blend out.
So it's not an Ecuadorian Connecticut.
No.
A Desplorado, so different than a Habana, so it's got more flavor than a Connecticut,
maybe a
little tamer than a Habana.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, yep.
All right.
So that offsets the filler blend to it to give it that creaminess, that smoothness that Kay sets
And at the end of the day, it's complexity. All cigar smokers now want, there's a lot of great cigars out there, and we want our cigars to be smooth, complex, and enjoyable every time they smoke. It's all about being consistent. And I think that's when we do projects in this matter, that's what we aim for, is to make sure it's complexity, smoothness, and it's going to taste the same exact every single time.
Carlos, how many sizes?
Three sizes.
Suggested retail ballpark?
7 to 10.
7 to 10. So right in the sweet spot price range.
We like sweet spot.
Yep. Okay.
And that's something we strive for as well. We want to make sure the cigars are available to everybody, not just to a few.
Well, speaking of Chateau de Privet, that's the cigar I will enjoy for the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony right around the corner. And we will rejoin Kaizad Hansotia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yaca Torano in the Gurkha booth when we were at the Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas last July. And we will talk about one of my favorite cigars, another favorite cigar from Gurkha, the Marquesa. Absolutely magnificent cigar, not typical Gurkha, in that it's got that old Cubanesque taste, it's got the Cubanesque packaging, but it is a delightful cigar. As we celebrate our post-Thanksgiving weekend alpha male pleasure maneuvers here on the Cigar Dave Show, Litation and Libation Ceremony comes your way next.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium full rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Sincro Nicaragua, beautiful square press cigar. and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, the World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar...
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
I'm here with Dr. Premalat Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
We will rejoin our conversation with Kaizad Hansotia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yacatorano of Gurkha Cigars that we conducted back at the 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention in Vegas mid-July. And we left off talking about the new Gurkha Chateau de Privé. They launched three new brands, including the Gurkha Ghost Gold, the Marquesa, and Chateau de Privé. And the Chateau de Privé, a magnificent cigar, just beautiful in the package. Everything Kaizad and the rest of the crew over at Gurkha does is certainly magnificent. Just an amazing-looking box, amazing-looking cigars. Just a nice, light tan Colorado wrapper. It's not going to blow you out in terms of overall strength. It's just very, very smooth. It uses an Ecuadorian Deforado wrapper, Dominican Olor binder, and Dominican filler. That Olor is going to give it a little sweetness, some smoothness. Comes in three sizes. The Bishop, a 5x50 Robusto. The Rook, a 6x46. And a King of Warriors, 6.5x52. Suggested retail between $10 and $11. I pulled out the Bishop, a nice Robusto, 5 inches in length with a 50 ring gauge. And just looking at this cigar, it is just the aroma on this. Just smells sweet, smells creamy. Just an elegant-looking cigar. And for the Bishop, you're looking probably about, as I said, in the 10-10.50 area. Very, very pleasant cigar, and I know that many retailers already back-ordered on these because they've been so popular. But a very lovely cigar, new release from Gurkha, the Gurkha Chateau de Privet.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for action.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, we've got a little small pocket single SST flame jet flame lighter. This is brand new from the Cigar Dave R&D Labs. Very, very small. This is almost, I'd call this like a micro-mini type of lightation device. Very, almost looks like a USB stick. Very, very small, special flip-top cap. But this is nice because you just stick in your pocket. It's not going to give you more than maybe three cigars to light, but the purpose of this particular lighter is just something very small, something very handy. The R&D guys heard me saying, I don't want anything too bulky, and this is what they came up with. Looks like a USB stick.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. And I will take this micro mini Cigar Dave lightation device from the R&D Labs. One little SSD flame, very, very small. Got a small little handle here. Again, we wanted something small. It's going to only light maybe three cigars. You're going to need this for an entire weekend. Forget it. It's not going to work. Just bring plenty of butane. All right. Toasting the foot of this Robusto, the Chateau de Privet from Gurkha.
Puffing and rotating. Fantastic. Absolutely magnificent. Let me just touch it up there. Very, very nice.
All right. My Chateau de Brevet from Gurkha is lit. Very smooth right off the bat. I need something to accompany it.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
All right, from Hudson, we talked about the Adirondacks, not far at the base of the Adirondacks. We've got from Tuttleton Spirits, Hudson Manhattan Rye. I'm going to pour just a little bit of that. This has got some very nice spice to it. Remember, pre-prohibition, rye was really what it was all about. I will take a sip of this. I will say cheers. Nice spice. Very pleasant. Accompanies my Gurkha Chateau Privet very nicely with a lot of spice, a lot of richness, and just the right amount of cedar and vanilla notes on the palate. All right, we will now rejoin our tour of the Gurkha booth at the Cigar Retailers Convention from last July.
Now let's talk about Marqueza. What does Marqueza mean, Carlos?
Marqueza is one of our old brands that, again, we've resurrected thanks to the FDA. And it's
with an old Cubanesque look. We wanted to go with a little traditional look.
And that's different for you, Kaizad.
Very much so. And, you know, this is something that Juan wanted to do for quite some time. He wanted to come out with an old traditional, you know, Cuban heritage box from Gurkha. And I said, okay, let's work with Marqueza and everything else. And this is his baby. He's come out with the blend himself. A lot of input. It's taken him close to 18 months to come out with this blend, going back and forth. We were actually going to plan on coming out with this cigar last year. But we just
wasn't ready.
It wasn't ready. The blend was just not there.
Very Cubanesque in its look. But the difference is every cigar that you buy will be consistent.
Absolutely.
As opposed to
Absolutely.
A Cuban cigar.
Well, exactly. funny that you say that, Dave, because in the travels that, you know, we've done in the European market, which we're growing so quickly right now, we're missing that. And the Cubans are so inconsistent that we're now in the perfect place where we can take over that shelf space.
We always think about the American market. But there's a huge market outside, even though the U.S. is still the largest market. But you've got Europe. And by the way, poor Juan here has to travel to France and to Belgium and to Greece and Italy and England. It's just, it's horrible. I keep seeing his social media posting. Oh, boy, I'm just exhausted. Boy, I spent the last 3 days tasting wine and cigars, you know, in the Bordeaux region. Boo-hoo. Okay?
It's not easy.
By the way, how you are conning Kaizad to pay for those trips is beyond me. I got to tell you.
It's not a con. You know how you do it? You come back with a purchase order with $350,000.
There you go. That works. So let's talk about Marquesa, Carlos, in terms of the actual components, wrapper, binder, filler, taste profile.
Well, even in the Marquesa project, we wanted to come out with something unique. So it's a 20-count box, but it comes out 10 cigars round parejo, and you've got 10 cigars that are box-pressed. So you've got the round and then the box-pressed so that the consumer can see the difference between the two. You're always hearing, I like box-pressed, I like parejo. They can sample the two and see how the pressing makes a difference to the taste profile for them to choose.
So on the parejo, what's the size?
Robusto Toro and a three sizes.
Gotcha. So it's almost a perfecto.
They're all three sizes. Each box has a ten box press and 10 parejos.
Interesting. That's a very interesting concept. So people say, hey, you know what? I want to try maybe not all of one or all the other, but now you got a nice mixture.
Right.
I don't think anybody said that.
And if you have a preference where you like the box press, you've got the box press option, and then you can try the two.
Flavor profile.
Medium plus.
Do they smoke differently, the perfecto, compared to the straight?
I think they do. I think, again, when you have a box press cigar, it tends to be a little bit of a slower smoke, a little bit, you know, for whatever reason, when you box press that cigar, compared to the Parejo, it's a much slower burn, about 15-20 minute difference, believe it or not, in the same size, the difference in Parejo. What we're excited about when we're blending this is, well, we get to use this beautiful Sumatra wrapper. You know, Sumatra is like, it's either really beautiful or really ugly. And we're able to find this beautiful Sumatra looking wrapper, and that's where we came out with this brand.
The Sumatra wrapper, it's amazing because that was really popular for a long time, and then all of a sudden people went with Connecticut, and then they went with Ecuadorian Habano, but it's back. People like that Sumatra. It's one of those oldies, you know, our good friend Ernesto Perez Grillo way back. Yeah, and then everybody said, okay, now we want to try these others. And it's amazing how in the world of cigars it goes from one back to the oldie but goodie.
Absolutely.
You can never go wrong. So
it's just like fashion.
No bottoms are not coming back, my friend. That are leisure suits. That's never coming back. That I can guarantee you. But if it does and you wear it, I'll follow. Chances are that ain't going to happen.
I'll see you tomorrow.
That's not going to happen. Okay, a price point on Marquesa.
From $7 to $9.
So same thing. You're
same
in that
price.
7 to
we
9,
want,
7 to 10 sweet spot.
We want to stay in that sweet spot.
Because Gurkha for a long time was known as the super, super, super premium. And you still have those cigars, but you've really now made cigars that are affordable and reach for everybody.
Well, the key behind that is, you know, when you price out cigars for us, there's a lot of great cigars out there at a good price point. We want to make cigar for people to be able to enjoy, not just the 5% or the top 2%ers. I want everybody to be able to, you know, have a $10 or $7 vacation, I like to call it,
right,
on a Gurkha cigar, which they couldn't afford in the past.
Well, you can feel like a king for an hour and a half and $7 to $10.
There you go.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, let's move over to Gurkha Ghost, the Ghost Gold. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Gurkha Ghost, I believe you told me, was your number one seller?
Cellar Reserve, number one. This is number two.
Number two, which is incredible. That's just, a three-year-old cigar now?
Yeah, about 4 years, 5 years now.
And what do you attribute that because of the flavor profile? On that cigar price?
I think the price point for what you're getting, the quality, I mean, you're talking again in that $7 to $8 price range. You're getting a beautiful Arapiraca Brazilian wrapper.
I love that wrapper.
Which again, it's not inexpensive. It's a pretty high priced wrapper. But if you work it the right way, and when we buy cigars and we buy tobacco, we buy in bulk, that's when we're able to keep the prices down. But we're really excited about the gold. This gold is, you know, a product that we needed to do, because people have been calling for it.
A little bit lighter in taste.
A little bit lighter in taste, but again, it's got a lot of complexity, which I enjoy. And we had, you know, Carlos and I went back and forth with A Floyd, which is our partner in this project. And then we ended up with like 20 different blends, and then we ended up that one Pennsylvania leaf just did it for us. That one piece
in the filler?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Really?
We actually tinkered with the final blend three more times after we had found, okay, this is it. Send us the last samples when they came in, and we sat in the office and we smoked them and said, you know what?
We won.
Picked up the phone, called Dave. I said, we need to add one more.
Is it a Pennsylvania broadleaf?
Yep.
It is a Pennsylvania
That's
broadleaf.
Got a lot of sweetness. Yeah. It adds a little bit of a sweet complexion. So this is tamer, a little bit milder than the original Gurkha Ghost. And the wrapper on this particular cigar?
An Ecuadorian Habano Rosado.
Habano Rosado, interesting. So you've got the Ecuadorian Sumatra on the Marquesa, Ecuadorian Habano Rosado. So just a little bit more flavor than the Connecticut.
And to give it a little twist, it comes with a pigtail and a closed foot. So
pigtail and closed foot.
It's going to differentiate it from the regular ghost.
Very cool. And suggested retail.
Again, in the sweet spot.
Eight to ten bucks. Eight to ten. All these cigars, the Marquesa, the Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, officially being released to the public at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo, Saturday, August 11th, presented by Gurkha Cigars.
Absolutely.
And everybody in attendance, first in the world, to receive one of each of these new cigars. And also, last year we launched the Havana Legend.
Master Select,
both doing great for you.
Absolutely.
And here's one of the little cool things. They have a charging station. Hold on a second. I'm at 97%. In about 3 minutes, we're going to leave to the next cigar area, and we'll wait until this is charged. This is a great idea. Whose idea was that?
Not ours.
not yours. I was going to say, this is too creative.
Is the good thing is you'll be able to find these throughout the floor.
Oh, they're throughout the floor,
yes.
Really, not just here.
Sponsored it. Yeah.
Great. Ship one of these to my office so I've got one and I can charge all my devices when I need to. All right, very good. Do I owe you anything for charging here?
No, not at all.
The half a cent of power?
Your friendship is enough.
All right, there you go. Real quick, let's take a look at these because these are what people think about Gurkha with the...
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
And that was his number one seller, and he made a strategic decision. I'm pulling it until they get it right. And now you got you bought back the blend,
and you're making it again. And Carlos Toyo, we went back to the original, you know, the Toronto partner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember last year when you were in the office and we were doing a little interview there, I gave you a sample to try without telling you what it is.
I liked it.
And it's good. You were like, this is really good. And Buffalo let you know what you were smoking was the Master Select that we were working on. So all the boxes are numbered. They come with the burlap wrap. All original packaging as we did it back in the 2001 when they were our top seller. So we wanted to bring it back in its original format.
Okay, I get a lot of questions from people saying, General, I used to love this cigar called the Gurkha Shaggy. Mm-hmm. It had an open foot. Mm-hmm. It came in these big trays. Is that coming back?
It's here.
Let's go see it. Oh, look, Kaizad's got a fan club now. Look at this. He's got groupies. Who would have thought? Kaizad's actually got groupies. All right, we're going to... Shaggies are in the back here. That's the cool thing, that we can actually take you live inside the booth where you have no access to. So now we're taking you and showing you exactly what retailers see, your retailers, so when they come and start buying for their shops, you are going to get all these cigars in the next couple of months coming your way. There's the Shaggy. Now, smaller boxes than before. It used to come in giant boxes of 100. Right, there it is. It's back. Tell me about that. That Shaggy's a phenomenal cigar, very rustic, very unique. You guys were the first ones to really come out with this. Took it off the market, but it's back.
It's back. And again, Juan and I, we sit in the office and we brainstorm some things. And as we look for new projects, and sometimes we get to bring ideas to Kaizad, is, hey, the Shaggies were so popular, and we would still go to events, and people would always ask us about the Shaggies.
Where are the Shaggies?
So we said, hey, why don't we bring it in a smaller town rather than a big, huge cabinet? We'll bring them back. Again, went back to our original partners, back to the original blend, and recreated it to where we were happy with what we were smoking, and there's finished
and
product.
Then, and then what we did is also different was we wanted to make sure, yes, we had a Maduro, he had a regular Shaggy, then he had a natural Shaggy.
Right.
So a lot of confusion in the marketplace.
Correct.
There's too many SKUs as it is, and,
right,
and the humidors don't get any bigger. So we decided to go with the original blend that sold the most, and we made it in four sizes. We didn't get crazy with 6-7 sizes. So Robusto, Toro, Churchill, Torpedo, and 6x6.
Tell me about the blend.
It's got, well, Yagoda, we got the original blend on that was the Habano. It's a Habano wrapper with
Nicaraguan Dominican fillers.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And suggested retail.
That on that is $8 to $10.
$8 to $10. Yeah, medium body cigar. Fantastic.
In the sweet spot.
And no truth to the rumor that the Shaggy was named after Shaggy on Scooby Doo.
No.
And then the Royal Challenge, people in Buffalo, our alphas attending, will get one of those. Nice, mild, and medium bodied cigar. It's an any time of day cigar, very creamy, very pleasant.
True.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, can never go wrong.
With a ton of flavor.
Ton of flavor. And the Maduro Royal Challenge, also one of my favorites. What do I always ask for when I come to see
you? Royal Challenge Maduro.
Royal Challenge Maduro. Thank you very much.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is the World of Davidoff, including the Camacho Corojo. This cigar is blended from vintage Cuban seed, liberated from the island. It's a 100% genuine Corojo, which is slowly aged, creating a robust yet smooth smoke. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
First of all, are you guys ready for Buffalo?
Yes, we are.
All right. Last year was huge. This year's going to be bigger and better. More spirit sampling, more meat. We've got a very... I understand that Colonel Ange and Butcher Dave have something very unique, indigenous to Florida, that they're going to be cooking. That
you got gator meat on there.
I'm not allowed to say. I'm just saying it's indigenous to Florida. That's all I can say is when we're done with it, it could make a nice briefcase, belt, and a wallet, and a watch strap. That's all I'm going to say. But that's going to be August 11th. We're all going to be there. You're coming to my mother's house the night before. We're going to have some great times, great food.
That's the main reason why I'm coming, to eat your mom's cooking.
That's right. We have great food. We have great times and great cigars. So I hope you enjoyed our exclusive trip inside the Gurkha booth here at the Cigar Retailers Convention. A lot of new cigars, the brand new Marquesa, the Chateau Privé that I'm smoking now, and the Gurkha Ghost Gold. All will be released officially to the public in Buffalo on August 11th. Gentlemen, as always, Juan Lopez, VP of Sales, Kaizad Hansodia. There's one other thing I've got to do, is I got to thank Carlos Yacatarano. Hold on a second. He's going to go get it for me right now. He's going to get that. We got a special gift that I'm going to get because Kaizad's got very, very expensive taste, okay? He doesn't drink regular bottled water. All right. I found there's a very private stash, which is what I have at my office, of the good stuff. So if you think I'm leaving the Gurkha booth without getting some of that private stash, I got a great cigar. And by the way, look at this. Look at the ash on this cigar. Phenomenal. Absolutely spectacular. Very smooth. Wait, here it comes. Here it comes. A bottle of Italian.
We only have the best for the general.
San Pellegrino, baby. Only the best. All right? Not anything domestic here. So let's say cheers to all of you. I got to tell you, it goes great with my brand new Gurkha Chateau Privé. It's perfectly balanced.
We had a delightful time at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo last August. And we feature those fantastic Gurkha cigars, the Chateau de Privé, the Marquesa, the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Now, next hour, we will continue our tour of the IPCPR convention. We'll spend the entire hour in the Drew Estate booth. We'll be talking with Jonathan Drew, better known as Snacky, the man behind the great Jonathan Drew brands. We also run into Jeff Borshowitz, the man behind the Florida Sun-Grown Tobaccos and the FSG Cigar and Corona Cigars and the Davidoff Store and Lounge in Tampa. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. your local choice in credit repair.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A possible plea deal between an associate of one of President Trump's confidants and the special counsel investigating Russian election interference.
Jerome Corsi is a conservative writer and an associate of Trump confidant Roger Stone. Earlier this month, Corsi said he expected to be charged with lying to federal investigators. Mueller's team questioned Corsi as part of its investigation into Stone's connection with WikiLeaks. Stone has denied being a conduit for WikiLeaks, which published thousands of emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta, in the weeks before the election. The special counsel is trying to determine whether Stone and other Trump associates had advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks plans. American intelligence agencies have assessed that the hacked material came from Russian sources. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, across the country, shoppers appear to be rushing home with a lot of their presents.
Online shopping may be easier, but analysts are expecting growth at brick-and-mortar retailers as the traditional holiday shopping season now begins in Texas. Speaking with KTRK-TV, Cameron Nelson says it's her first time shopping on Black Friday.
We saw some good ads and we're like, you know what, we've never done Black Friday before.
And also speaking with KTRK-TV, Sherelle Pratt says this day is a familiar one for her family when it comes to shopping.
We do this every year. It's a holiday tradition. We're getting the kids presents. We're getting family presents. We're getting presents that most people couldn't afford unless they were $200, $400, $600 off.
Black Friday, of course, is not a shopping deadline. We have Small Business Saturday and coming up Cyber Monday. And mark December 3rd, officially this year's Giving Tuesday. George Bonzani reporting.
For more news and analysis, go to townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-741-5592. That's 800-741-5592. 800-741-5592.
Polls opened in Bahrain Saturday to elect a new parliament, but absent from the ballot is the country's Shiite-dominated opposition, whose most prominent figures are serving lengthy prison sentences.
Opposition elements, barred from taking part, urge people to boycott the vote, describing it as a farce. And the authorities accused Iran of trying to interfere, sending negative text messages to tens of thousands of voters. But the pro-government media presented the election as a success, describing it as a celebration of democracy. And according to officials, there was a high turnout, with 67% of voters casting ballots.
BBC's Alan Johnston. This is the second election in Bahrain since mass protests led by the country's Shiite majority erupted in early 2011. Up for grabs, 40 seats in the lower house, 30 municipal council seats. This is townhall.com. High school students could skip classes to attend political protests under a proposal that's up for debate in one Maryland public school district.
The Washington Post reports that Montgomery County School Board is expected to approve their proposal as early as January. The proposal is considered to be one of very few in the country that would allow students to take up to 3 excused absences per year to participate in protests or other forms of civic engagement during the school day. The board is accepting public comments on the proposal until December the 16th. Patrick Frost reporting.
On this date in 1947, a group of writers, producers, and directors that became known as the Hollywood Ten was cited for contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions about alleged communist influence in the movie industry. For more on these stories, log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
As we get over Thanksgiving and all the great delicacies that we enjoyed on Thursday, we will continue enjoying Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show as we continue with our trip to the Cigar Retailers Convention from last July, where we toured the entire convention floor and spent time in many different cigar manufacturers' booths. And this hour, we will continue with our tour of the Drew Estate area. It's not even a booth. It's a huge, it's like a city block. And we spend time with Jonathan Drew talking about some of their changes, new blends, new cigars. We run into Jeff Borshowitz of the Florida Sungrown Cigar Tobacco and the FSG Cigar. So keep your cigar lit. Enjoy your libation. Let's head back out to Las Vegas, Sin City, the desert, as we continue with Drew Estate.
It is a beehive of activity, a lot of music, a lot of sound, a lot of activity here at the Drew Estate booth. It's not a booth. This is their whole giant area. And what they've got going on here is absolutely incredible. New cigars, buzz of activity, probably nothing else like it on the convention center floor. And let me bring in my good friend, the owner, the founder of Drew Estate, my good buddy, Jonathan Drew, JD. Wait a minute, Snacky.
Yeah, Fat Shops, Valley Verde.
Wait, what's it that? Fat Shops?
Yeah, we got them all. I covered all. Anything of eating copious amounts of good food and any other recklessness.
We've
How
done.
You doing, Dave?
All is well, baby. I'll tell
Thank
you what.
Thank you so much for visiting the booth, brother.
It's always a pleasure. We go back a long time. And
oh, yeah.
This, as I toured the booth just a few minutes ago, look at this. We got Sam Morales in here. You never know who's going to show up in here. A lot of characters.
Man,
here.
Is it packed right this
it is Thursday. I'm going to say, there's more activity going on right now in Drew Estate than anywhere else on the show floor. JD, I have to tell you, in recent memory, I don't remember more new releases coming out of Drew Estate than in 2018. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you are right, but I think the important thing is it's not just about the quantity of what we're doing. I think that this year is a historic year for Drew Estate. First of all, with the Liga Privada Aniversario, the 10-year, that's a really big deal for us. Then at the same time, we drop, and I know we're going to talk a little bit as we go through, but it's definitely a year of new products because a lot of the stuff that we've been working on, sometimes 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and we realized that this year was the right year to start broadening out some of the lines. And I think we got some good stuff in store as we walk through and take a peek at Oh, that's the H99.
I was just looking at the Liga. They just handed this to me.
Yeah,
the
that's
Liga
nice.
Privada H99. Let's go over to Liga Privada. 10-year anniversary of Liga.
Let's
Hard
go.
To believe, man.
Yeah, I
Hard
know.
Hard to believe.
Right? You remember when we kicked it off.
I do remember. And everyone's saying, what's this Liga Privada, Liga Privada? What is this?
Now everybody's a Liga.
Everybody knows it. Now let's talk about the history. 10 years of Liga Privada. Let's talk about it. Give me an idea of the background, your motivation, how it all began.
Beautiful. Well, first of all, so... This is the 10-year right here. You can see it. It's absolutely, you know, stunning on the packaging and stuff. But really, the heart of the brand is thinking back to the days where we really brought Liga out. We run in live. How are we doing it? We're running live.
It's live, baby. We're live,
We're
man.
We're straight up live.
We're straight up live, JD.
So going back to the early days with the Liga Privada, 10 years ago we dropped the original, the number 9. Which was a project that, you know, the whole original crew was working on. We worked on it for a while. 05, we really started it, the project. By 07, it was really coming to life. Blend was done, and it went live. And, let's see, it's hard to believe it's 10 years, but we started off with 52 accounts in the United States. And it really became like this cult brand for us because it was very hard moving from the acid genre, moving from the coffee infused genre,
right?
Moving from there into that space, people had always thought about it as the infused cigar brand. So, you know, us moving into the traditional space was definitely difficult, but with Liga Privada, it just caught on, and then all of a sudden it became like this frenzied thing. So Liga Privada really grew throughout the years for us. We just had to grow very slowly. So the first 5 years in production, I mean, we were barely selling any. You know, it's Liga Privada, the heart of the brand, is in the Connecticut River Valley. It's about the broadleaf, the number 9. It's about the stove cut T52. So the Connecticut River Valley, Nicaragua, of course, it's got a little Honduran in there. You got the Brazilian Marafina as a binder. So Liga Privada's history is 10 years. It's definitely a celebrated cigar. And it really was the transitional product that took Drew Estate from the infused space and, you know, cool, innovative products to more into that really traditional, really people having to say this is a versatile company. So, you know, in the Liga Privada lineup, you got some new stuff that came out this year. Obviously, you got the 10-year. You got the H99, which is a hybrid.
Which is what I'm smoking right now, which is medium. Very, very pleasant, JD.
Yeah, that one's still going to be medium plus.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think that the 10-year is definitely full-bodied. All right, then.
But tell me about the blend on this H99. And what does the H99 stand
for?
We're going to get you
all the blend card information. We're going to get you...
Well, just real quick, I see that it's Connecticut Corojo for the wrapper.
Yeah, on the Connecticut Corojo is on the H99. And this one is Criollo on the 10-year.
Now, what does H99 signify?
Well, it's a hybrido, so it's basically an experimental tobacco from the Connecticut River Valley. So when you think about the Connecticut River Valley, what it's really known for is the broadleaf. We really put the T52 on the map on that side of it, but a few years ago, we had a farmer grow some Corojo and some Criollo for us. So that seed in and of itself was a hybrid seed throughout the years. The real super-duper details on it, we don't get too deep into it. It's still considered experimental. But whenever you create a new product, you're always going to go through a period of time before the product evens out, like what we've done with the on the Florida Sun Grow.
The taste on this H9, Liga Privada H99, you say it's medium to full?
Yeah, medium plus.
Medium plus. It's very smooth. There's no bitterness, no bite, a lot of flavor. You could have this for breakfast if you wanted. It's just very, very pleasant, even though it's a hearty, solid cigar.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think that's difficult oftentimes, is you get a lot of the guys who just pump in a lot of the heavy spice. Which is great. I mean, some of our blends also are really big on the spicy side too. But that hearty, meaty, heavy taste, for it to give you that, get that smoothness to it, Willie did a great job on that. As a matter of fact, you know what?
So I don't oversee Willie.
What about the potential of Willie doing it with us and we do a JD Willie back and forth?
Yeah, that's fine. In fact, we're going to go see Willie right now. Let's come on over here.
Come on,
we're going to go to Willie Herrera, who is the master blender and man in charge of production. JD, stay right over here. So. All the Herrera Estelis have been repackaged. The packaging looks great. You've added some new lines, some new blends. Let's talk about it.
Well, everything is streamlined now.
Okay.
Less confusion for the consumer, less confusion for the retailer. Same style box. Everything now is very unique to each blend, each line, but still the same type packaging. New lines, the Herestoli Maduro is a new line for this year. Totally new blend, Brazilian Matafina wrapper.
Love Brazilian Matafina. Love, you know what, Brazilian Arapiraca, Matafina. Yes. I love Brazilian.
Para Norte. I've always loved
Para it. Norte, exactly. It's, people don't, when you say Brazilian, they don't really get the connotation. To me, it's got so much complexity, some sweetness, depth of flavor.
Yes.
Love it. And you're using a lot of it on your cigars.
I've always loved it, but he's always put a stop sign for me.
Why?
Because we could never get enough
of it. Oh, we couldn't get enough.
That's the problem with
Matafina.
That's
you want to take that stop sign to a yield, and then
the
go.
You can get all the Arapiraca you want to.
I twisted his arm, and now I was able to use the Matafina. It's got a broadleaf binder. Nicaraguan fillers, delicious.
Now, this was the original.
Original.
Okay, talk about the original blend.
The original is a Habano.
Yep.
Honduran. Never done Habano wrapper. Honduran binder or Nicaraguan filler.
Okay. Then for the Norteño, which what does Mexican. Norteño mean in Spanish?
Northerner.
Norteño.
So the people in Esteli, they're called by the people in the south as Norteños because we're in the northern part of the country.
I thought it was going to refer to you, the fact that, you know, when you were in Little Havana, that's northern Miami compared to how far south Miami's grown now.
No. And then I'm a northerner in Nicaragua as well.
There you go.
You know, that's why I love the name.
Gotcha. This has got a little bit more flavor than the Habano, a little bit more personality.
A little more robust,
yep.
A little bit fuller, richer. This falls right after that.
And I love that blue,
yes.
That turquoise, that teal, very Miami.
Yes.
Bring it back to your roots down in Little Havana.
You know, it's a beautiful packaged product, man. It just pops. It
look
shines.
Look at this on the Miami. Look
the Miami.
Now we go to Miami. I think I know where that's made.
I think so.
I think Sandy, but whenever I see Sandy at El Titan de Bronze, she goes, "You can't tell anybody this cigar is here. It's not ready to be released yet." I go, "Sandy, don't worry. Willie's not going to kill me. He's not going to come after me.
Right.
He won't put a hit out on me." So made in Cayocho.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, you were there for a long time before you moved over to Drew Estate.
Yeah.
Sandy and her crew make exceptional cigars. Tell me about the Miami blend.
Man, that is like one of the highlights for me because it just allowed me to go back to the roots, back to the factory, back to blending on the same table, back to see the same regular people walking in to the factory. They see their expression, "What are you doing here?" You know, it's just an amazing feeling. It's originally was just a Corona size, different blend from everything else. So this is, I blended it with the tobaccos that we have in Miami. So it's Dominican, Nicaraguan, dark Habano, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper with a Sumatra binder.
Flavor profile.
Medium plus,
okay.
Very Miami.
Fantastic. And limited because Sandy can only make so many at El Titan de Bronze.
Limited to
okay.
To a point, but it's going to be accessible.
Suggested retail?
I'm not sure.
I
only blend.
You only blend.
Not
so,
enough. Whatever it is.
Not enough. Not, right, not enough.
It is because, you know what, in Miami, there's not a lot of factories that are really there anymore. Who are
it's
really
expensive to make cigars in Miami.
You're the last of the last?
Yeah.
That's it?
So when we talk about the Miami cigar, you're looking at a cigar that is still going to be relatively limited because, again, it's not like it's not a humongous factory.
Correct.
And you really, it's all about the tobacco, which we all know.
Correct.
So that's really going to be the prize, kind of a prize part of the Herrera Esteli line.
Yeah.
Got
definitely.
It. And that, when is that available? Or is available
everything
now?
Is going to be around September, October. Everything.
September, October.
All the new
packages. And then, J.D., talk about Pappy Van Winkle. Incredible bourbon. You have a very unique association with the Van Winkle family. Talk about
man.
That
Thanks
cigar.
For asking about it. It's a great association. It was a huge feather in our cap with Julian Van Winkle. Said, "Hey, let's get going. We're going to do a product together." So we started off with a different one called the Barrel Fermented, which kicks ass. That one's on the market. The Barrel Fermented we sell just through their website, which is pappyco.com. And that one's for the daughters, but that one is a Kentucky tobacco that we fire cure. We then ship it to St. James Parish, where we put up 500 pounds of tobacco in a 53-gallon barrel. That goes to Nicaragua, and it gets blended in with the Nicaraguan tobaccos. This one is the Pappy Tradition. So the Pappy Tradition brand, this product for us, we released it last year.
Yeah.
And so we had our first full year. This comes with our first full year on the Tradition. And It's kicking ass, to be honest with you. For us, this was a different thing.
What do you make that doesn't kick ass, JD? Come on, everything you make kicks ass.
I'm going to tell you, well, first of all, that's a huge compliment. Thank you. And not everything kicks ass, but you know what? Everything has our heart in it,
right.
And everything is innovative, and everything has a purpose, all right? And with the Pappy Van Winkle tradition, what I really liked about it was Willie blended this product with Julian. Willie led the way. Julian fell in love with it, and it was the real story of it. The original story is what makes the brand.
But
when Willie first came with me to Nicaragua, way before he, became
never
my
imagined.
Master blender,
never
right,
imagined
right.
being with Drew's thing.
Right,
doing,
right. I know, LT down to Bronze.
And we were talking about that.
I used to come and see all the time.
Together.
Right, right.
And I said, Willie, factory's yours. Take the day, blend. Here's all of our tobaccos. Here's the crew. They're going to work with you all day, whatever you need. And Willie made three blends.
Yeah. I still got. I got a bundle of
A, B, and C.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning of us. As a matter of fact, I was looking at pictures and videos I made of you at the factory blending that day.
I was so young back then.
Yeah.
I think we all were. Wait a minute. Time out. Everybody was.
I was so thin back then.
You still are. Come on. What are you talking about? Is it seven already?
Seven
already. Man, wow. Time flies.
So that's the beautiful thing about this product right here, is that Julian wound up falling in love with one of those first three original blends. So it was great from a standpoint that the story was beautiful, the cigars are beautiful, and the thing that's interesting for Drew Estate is we're a blue-collar company.
Right.
All of our products, really, our mainstay area is $8 to $12.
Right.
Which ain't cheap, but it still is in a blue-collar space.
Right.
Pappy Van Winkle's like $19 to $30.
Right, different animals.
So we didn't really know if the market would be able to say, hey, yeah, that's a lot of, it's expensive. But we've been really blessed with it. The market has responded well to it. So it's all systems go. And the right accounts who sell it nationwide just kill with it. And it's a great privilege for us.
FSG. Now,
love
we
that.
Feature that in our officers club. In June, we had the FSG Florida Sun Grown. We had the Acid Cuba, because we've never done an acid, and I want to do something unique. And then we had the Joya de Nicaragua Antaña. Let's bring in Jeff Borshowitz.
I was just looking over.
My good buddy, Jeff Borshowitz.
What's going on?
Good
How
to see you, my friend. Jeff and I, longtime friends. And by the way, I don't know if you know that my puppy, Baron, my German Shepherd, is the official mascot of your store in Tampa.
Right.
We bring him in all the time.
I keep seeing pictures of him in front of the lockers.
Exactly right.
But they say he's well-behaved.
He's great. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
He is incredible, and he's cigar-friendly. I mean, by the way, he's protecting the cigar supply.
You know, Tommy likes the dog. So that's a good thing because, otherwise he'd be saying, get the damn dog out of
here. Oh, he calls him. When do you bring,
he's a great dog.
He goes, when are you bringing him in again? When are you bringing him in? So, Jeff, first of all, by the way, I didn't know that Men's Warehouse made rental suits this nice.
Because
I got to tell you, the feel of this, I mean, it's unbelievable. Look at this. I've never seen Jeff.
You can a wedding, you can get married.
I could preach on Sunday.
You can preach on any day of the week.
I have a dream, my friends, that Florida Sun Grown is going to give you massive amounts of pleasure. Hallelujah, please.
We got to change it up, especially when the Drew Estate was. At least Willie got the memo, too, man. We're both.
Exactly. All looking good. He did. I know that. Now,
we
just featured the FSG Florida Sun Grown in the June Officers Club. People raving about it. Features your Florida Sun Grown tobacco at the farm that we did a show from last year.
Yeah, that was a pleasure. I don't know if you guys saw the episode where Dave was out there in the field and you got to see everything firsthand. He was like, we ain't in Buffalo anymore because it's hot. But I tell you,
hey, wait a minute. I've been in Florida 29 years.
But
come on. It was. I went in June. It was warm.
Yeah.
No doubt
so,
about it.
So we got a crop in the ground right now. Every year gives us a different challenge. We love it. Bringing back the culture of Florida tobacco. You know, it's been gone for so long. There's a reason it's been gone, because it's so expensive to do things in America, but we do it for different reasons. We do it to have something that's unique, a product that had, our fathers and grandfathers smoked cigars.
That's
with
right.
Florida tobacco.
That's right.
So we wanted to bring that back in a small way. We had Willie over here do the master mixing of it, making a great blend. He'd come over to the house and bring a bunch of handfuls and say, smoke this, smoke that, and just turned out fantastic. We're so happy with the cigars.
And I know for a fact it is a labor of love for Jeff, because trust me, you don't get wealthy growing cigar tobacco in the central part of Florida. And you had a crop that You had an issue with the crop. You had to get rid of the crop.
That was this year.
This year. And so, you know, those are the trials and tribulations. And it took you multiple years to get it just the way you wanted. And I've been there, and the labor intensity is just off the charts. So you do it as a labor of love.
Yeah.
And many people told you, I know the Oliva tobacco family in Tampa said, you're crazy, don't do it. But you did it anyway, and you've been very successful because it is a labor of passion and love.
The cool thing, John Oliva and his family were some of the pioneers when Cubans that came over to North Florida and were growing the Cuban tobacco there. So what was good about it is that we weren't having to, we didn't have to reinvent the wheel. We just had to resurrect the wheel because we knew it could be done. It's just it was a matter of economics.
Right.
So some people make museums. I made a working museum.
Right.
So we're growing cigar tobacco for that fact of just bringing it back. And it's truly unique. You smoke any cigars with FSG tobacco in it, you can taste it. It makes a difference. And we appreciate the support we've had. The consumers have really, if it wasn't for the consumers, this wouldn't work.
Right.
You know, and so people really, they love the fact that we're doing something back in America, bringing something unique, and appreciate all the help that, you know.
Well, I remember when you first launched it, I was over in your store in Tampa, right near my office, not far from where I live. So anytime I dart out of Command Center Alpha, I head over to the Davidoff store. And Tommy says, hey, Jeff called me. He wants me to give you something. And it was a box of the FSG. Right before it was officially released,
right.
I smoked it off the charts. A lot of intensity, a lot of flavor, very unique character, and it's gone great.
With it. So we appreciate it. And it's all throw tobacco, too. So that's one of the big things. Our farm is the closest farm to Cuba. We've gotten so much help from other farmers, too, from Nicaragua, Honduras, Mexico, Connecticut. I mean, it's what works in Cuba works in Florida. So we're same sea level, same altitude, very similar climate. So,
And I know you're blending the Florida sun-grown tobacco with some other cigars. I know Angel, your VP of store operations. He has now got a special Angel cigar that we smoke. Phenomenal, using the FSG.
Yep. So we've got probably about 10 different brands, but we work with four manufacturing partners. So, and that's all we can work with because we grow 5,000-6,000 pounds of tobacco a year. It's not a lot of tobacco, and we don't intend on growing on anymore.
It's not a lot of tobacco, but it's a ton of work.
Yeah, it's a ton of work.
So ton of work.
If we were to grow more tobacco, it is more work. You know what I mean? So that's.
And by the way, where is your lovely wife, Warden Tanya? Where is she?
She will be here.
Call her the Warden. That is our nickname for her. And we always have a lot of fun with it and always have a good time. And Boris and Van, your juniors, the junior alphas in training, they're
here
too?
And they are junior alphas in training.
All right.
Thank you for doing that. We need more.
More alphas.
We need more alphas because we're losing this generation.
I'm doing my part, and they are coming up as alphas. So,
we appreciate it.
All right, fantastic. Jeff Borshowitz of, I said, Florida Sun Grown Farms, as well as Corona Cigars, 3 stores in Orlando, as well as Davidoff Tampa. And by the way, those of you that are listening to listen to us on WDBO FM in Orlando, Saturday nights, Corona Cigar, the exclusive cigar sponsor. So we always get a lot of people saying, hey, I heard you. I heard Jeff on the show with you. So we always get a ton of comments.
Yeah, and a lot of people walk up to me and say, hey, man, I listen to that Cigar Dave show. And a lot of guys don't even smoke cigars. Come up and say, I love listening to the show. So appreciate the support. Smoke FSG, guys.
Absolutely. I highly endorse it. By the way, all our Officers Club members got a lot of response. They loved it.
Great.
So I will see you back in Tampa and Orlando. Jeff
Borshowitz,
Florida Sun Grown Tobacco, Corona Cigar, Davidoff Store in Tampa.
Talking about the FSG, Florida Sun Grown, Davidoff has just released the Davidoff Florida Sun Grown Cigar using some tobacco from Jeff Borshowitz's Florida Sun Grown FSG farm in Claremont, Florida, central part of Florida. Absolutely delicious. Beautiful stick. And speaking of Davidoff, the World of Davidoff is our November 2018 Officers Club selection. First time ever featuring a Davidoff-branded cigar, the Davidoff Winston Churchill, the Late Hour, the Alvo Synchro Nicaragua, and the Camacho Corojo. Those of you that are members of the Officers Club, they're going out this coming Monday. You'll have them next week. Beautiful sticks.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Well, now that Thanksgiving has passed, we're officially in the holiday season. Hanukkah around the corner, Christmas not that far away, so we bring in the Cigar Dave Singers and Happy Humidors.
Happy Humidors, while the general keeps clipping Happy Humidors to you.
Yo, you girls are singing the wrong lyrics there.
It's the humidor season,
And cigar day is coming round. Bundles of sticks that he's got by the pound. And when the general passes them round, we're gonna light him up and burn him down.
Yeah, we'll light him up and burn him down.
It's the humidor season. And a cigar day for looking resplendent is gonna bring a stick to every lieutenant. He's the smoking superintendent, so light him up and burn him down.
Yeah, light him up and burn him down.
He sips the best cognac, drives Cadillacs. He stands up when the flag unfurls. He smokes the finest sticks, dates the hottest chicks, the ones we call the harem girls. It's the humidor season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. When we get together and all I take, we're gonna light them up and burn them down.
Yeah, light them up and burn them down.
He got a girl so stacked she'd have a heart attack.
Yeah.
She never makes him beg or plead. She ain't no stinking hick. She's a classy chick, known for generosity. It's the humidor season.
The holiday season.
Now, you chicks are starting to tick me off. Degree date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. So when we get together and all I date, we're gonna light 'em up, baby. Light 'em up, baby. Light 'em up and burn 'em down. Happy humidors.
Happy
no, happy humidors. That's it's not right.
Happy holidays.
Happy humidors to you. Happy humidor. It's humidor. It's humidor.
Happy
humidors. Come on, please.
Happy
that's it. That's it. That's it. You chicks aren't getting paid. No Christmas bonus for you.
Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Singers as we get into the holiday season. Hard to believe. Sergeant Steve, how many weeks away now are we from the champagne and sparkling wine New Year's edition of the Cigar Dave Show? Like five?
We are 4 weeks away from the first airing.
That is unbelievable. It just seems like we were sitting down to do it, just a few months ago. I have no idea where the year has flown by, but it is absolutely incredible. All right, I mentioned it very briefly before we get back to rejoining our tour of the Drew Estate area at the Cigar Retailers Convention from last July. I mentioned the Cigar Dave Officers Club. The World of Davidoff is the November 2018 selection, which is unbelievable. For the first time ever in the history of the Officers Club, which I think now is about 17 years, we are presenting a prized Davidoff-branded cigar within this month's lineup. First time ever. I talked to Davidoff, and I said, let's do a Davidoff. General, we can't. Dave, can't do it. Can't do it. And I got with Dylan Austin, and he said, you know what, General? I think we're going to do it. Because he knows that I love the Davidoff Winston Churchill late hour. He said, let me see what I can pull. Calls me back. He said, we're in. So those of you that are member of the Officers Club, the November 2018 shipment goes out next Monday and Tuesday. You should have them by the end of the week, end of next week. You'll get a Davidoff Winston Churchill late hour. When you think about Churchill, what do you think of? It's love of cigars, love of Scotch whiskey. So what Davidoff did, they aged cigar tobaccos for 6 months in single malt Scotch whiskey casks, and the result, just a dark, rich, beautiful cigar. The slogan, dark richness will light up the night. Then we feature the first ever box-pressed Avo, the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. Contains some very nice, sweet, spicy tobaccos from the Nicaragua Ometepe volcanic region. And we cap it off with the Camacho Corojo, the original bold cigar built on 100% genuine Corojo seed liberated from Cuba. Three great cigars, the World of Davidoff. Now, if you're not a member of the Officers Club, $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in cigars. I think this is like $38-$40 worth of cigars you're getting for $22.95. You're ripping us off, but it makes a great holiday gift. Go to CigarDave.com and join the Officers Club. Let's go back to our tour of the Drew Estate area, the booth in Las Vegas at the 2018 IPCPR convention that took place last July.
We're going to Hoya de Nicaragua. Now, Hoya de Nicaragua, interesting story. Hoya de Nicaragua was actually the first cigar manufacturer in Nicaragua before the big cigar explosion where all the manufacturers came to Nicaragua. So as we make our way over, and again, you can see JD is back. Take a look at all the action here. They got the water tower, which is very reminiscent of Brooklyn, where John grew up. And you can see, oh, they've got his Braxton Mash Destroyer. David Salem, how are you?
Right here, you got the whole collection.
By the way, I just got the box you sent me. I haven't tasted it yet, so you know what? Let's have a drink now. Let's celebrate. What do you think?
What would you like?
You pick it. You pick it. Very first, Jonathan Drew's different spirits.
Drinks right there we got?
Give me straight up. What do you have straight up? What do we have?
Brixton Mash. Would you do one for me?
All right, tell me about Brixton Mash.
What happens is we have to use the bartender. So,
okay.
Oh, good. She's hooking it up right now.
Got it.
There you go.
All right, Braxton.
I'll do a mix.
Oh, the aroma on this is fantastic. Wow. Hey, it's never too early to enjoy great spirits when you're in Las Vegas. I mean, 24-7, you're good for a cigar and you're good for spirits. So JD will tell us, Jonathan Drew will tell us exactly what the Braxton Mash is. So what is Braxton
right,
Mash?
First of all, here's a cheers.
L'chaim, cheers. Oh, is that ever smooth? Tell me about Braxton Mash.
All right. So make some room over here. The Brixton Mash Destroyer. This is actually the first of its kind. This is a Kentucky straight bourbon mashed with a Florida rum.
Smooth as hell.
It's very smooth, but you're going to get that bourbon on the beginning, and the finish is going to be real sweet with the rum. That's what you should be getting on the Brixton
Mash. Let me see if this will fit in my pocket. Hold on,
I'm
not sure.
We can always make one fit. You know,
we'll make one fit. This is great. Is this available now?
Yeah, it's available, but it's not nationwide. We're in 12 states. The liquor industry is very different from the cigar world. You know how you come to me at IPCPR, you release your brand into the full market, and boom, you're everywhere. We're on the liquor side. We're on the liquor side, it's state by state.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's good right there. Too.
We're brothers, it's okay. Don't worry.
No doubt, we go back. So that's the Brixton Mash. Then we got the John Drew Rye. And on the John Drew Rye, this is a Canadian rye. Really good. We got Frank over here. Come over here, Frank.
So Frank, how you doing?
Marino, Dave, Frank's our national global brand ambassador. He's really in charge of everything when it comes to how we're blending, which are the type of products we're working on. We work together, but that's Frank's real key space in the company.
Mash is delicious. Can't wait to try the rye. Tell me about Dovetail Rum.
All right, so the Dovetail Rum, welcome to the Dovetail for a second over there.
Dovetail Rum, Florida sugarcane, blackstrap molasses, right from...
Give me a sample of that, will you?
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, I'm here. I got to sample everything. I can't leave without it.
The rum is really nice because it's a regional rum. So the first two that we broke out with, we started off with the Florida. Then we've just come back on with the Puerto Rico. So we'll keep broadening out the line. We look at it as regional.
So I'm going to hit you with this first. That's our
Dovetail
Florida, 100% blackstrap molasses rum.
Wow. Flavor, sweetness, and some strength.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Aged 2 years in bourbon barrels.
Nice.
Now I'm going to talk about regional expressions. So Puerto Rico rum.
Okay.
Coming from Florida blackstrap molasses as well. Aged 4 years in bourbon rum. So you do notice they have the same DNA, but the end product is very, very different from each other. There's a little sweetness and spice in that one. There's a little more oakiness. You taste a lot more vanilla.
These are great.
Haven't tried that yet.
What is this now?
Which one is that?
That
one,
should be our, that's called our Liga Privada.
I could drink this like candy.
Yes.
That is good.
A rip on a lion's tail.
Mm.
It's just John Drew Rye, 4 year aging, and lightly toasted oak, 100% Canadian rye, the lemon juice, all spice strain.
Beautiful.
Just making them together.
Magnificent.
And finally, our Brixton Mash,
which we have, which is great. I love that. A combination of rum and Kentucky straight bourbon. It is incredible. So, is it available in Florida?
Yes.
What 12 states? What states?
12 states: Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Texas, Colorado, Nevada, California, Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
We're in Boston too.
Pennsylvania.
So, all right, all those states, we have tons of listeners. So you'll be able to get this, the Braxton Mash Destroyer, the John Drew Rye, the Dovetail Puerto Rico Rum, and the Dovetail Florida Rum. Phenomenal.
You can check it out on our Instagram at John Drew Brands.
John Drew Brands. Suggest the retail ballpark on these.
From $34.99 to $49.99.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Nice job. Appreciate the info.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, let's take a libation. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I'm going to take a libation for the road.
Do it.
All right, come on, guys. We're going to Hoya de Nicaragua celebrating their 50th anniversary. So let's go take a look. And again, you can see all the action going on in this booth. I mean, there's nothing like it on the show right now. It's a little Meshuggah here today.
It's jamming, bro.
It's jamming, baby.
Wait.
Oh, here we go. Let's do Isla del Sol while we're here.
Now, you guys, what's important right here is, obviously, it's important when you think through our 10 program. So when you guys know 10's in the market, great in the winter because it's China, you know, you don't want to burn a huge stick. But also, a lot of guys like their 10s. They like burning through the 4x32. So retailers, you start to see this out there now. You'll start to see this in stores. We call it the water tower. We got a lot of different versions of it. We got the ambrosia. Yeah, this is a
cool.
But you got the ambrosia. We got acid in all in 5, blue, red, gold, green, and something. We got the Habana now. This is new. This is in our value category, the Habana. We got the Kentucky Fire Tour also. Lots of gear. You got a different... Oh, by the way, you got some Liga Privada.
I see that, the Liga.
You'll start to see our big water towers right now introducing new merchandise. And I think it's worth talking about some of the merchandising solutions. You'll start seeing these products in stores. You're going to know it's true estate coming through.
So again, you can see there's... You can see what the tins look like.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Very nice.
Look, you got the swamp thing. You got it in the, with the sweet and without the sweet. And, look, Kentucky Fire Cure changed the game. You remember when we did the Kentucky
Absolutely.
Fire Cure. Now with the sweet version, that's really nice, man, because a lot of people like that. A lot of people like that kind of like that aperitif into it.
Right.
So it's beautiful on the tins. Again, our brand partners are Blade in Nicaragua. We got them into the tins. We got Kentucky. We got some of the Sweet Jane, which people are stealing everything. Well, taking things. Now, look. This is what we call a half.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Cigars, but I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium full rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, beautiful square pressed cigar, and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, the World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now, here's the Hoya de Nicaragua Antonio we featured in the June Officers Club. People love great cigar.
I got a special guest.
Okay.
This as well. This is the Hoya de Nicaragua.
Greetings.
Brand manager
nice
right here, Dan Barrios. This right here, President.
Okay, give me your names one
Juan
more
Martinez.
Time.
Daniel Barrios.
Daniel.
Juan Martinez.
Daniel and Juan. Daniel Barrios, Juan Martinez. So Daniel and Juan. All right, let's talk about Hoya de Nicaragua, 50 years. People don't realize Hoya de Nicaragua was the first cigar ever made in Nicaragua before everyone else.
Yes, indeed. It was the first brand to ever been exported from Nicaragua. The company was founded by two Cuban immigrants, Juan Francisco Bermejo and Simón Camacho. And we've been making cigars ever since without interruption. So we're very proud to celebrate 50 years of that accomplishment.
And you've got some special cigars you're launching this year as part of it, so let's go take a look.
Well, we have our commemorative cigar this year. It's called Cinco Décadas, which in Spanish means 5 decades.
5 decades?
It's a very unique blend. It uses only our prime vintage aged tobaccos, our oldest tobaccos in the factory. We have the privilege of having big warehouses with tobacco that
right.
Have been laying around there, being taken care of for quite a while. And we basically went dust off the oldest molds that we had in production, going back to the original sizes that were made at the factory. And these are the two sizes, El General, which is basically a Churchill 7x50.
I like that, El General, I'm the general. I like it, you name one after me.
There you go, there you go. And then we have Diadema also, which was one of the oldest shapes that we had in the factory. These are the two sizes.
And when you look at this shape, I mean, this is not an easy cigar to make.
No, no.
It is not easy at all. That's a beautiful looking cigar. Suggested retail.
This one is going to retail around 18, and this one around 19.
And flavor profile, strength, mild, medium, full?
It's always full body. Nicaragua tobacco is always full body.
Full flavor.
It has a lot of character to it.
Obviously contains our oldest tobacco.
Okay.
And the Nicaraguan essence continues to be there.
All right.
But because of the aging, it's also very refined.
Okay.
Very elegant. So it's going to be medium to cool.
Okay.
In terms of strength and body.
All right. Yeah. And then we've got the Cuatro Cinco.
Well, the Cuatro Cinco was the 45th anniversary
45.
5 years ago. So
got it.
This is a continuation of that line. So,
beautiful.
This is our pyramid. You know, we have the upper rub with the Cuatro Cinco and Cinco Ecas. We have the Antaños, which are a full body.
Right. And now we have the silver. Tell me about silver.
So, the Hoya family is, we call it the rediscovery of Hoya. Basically, a different perspective, a more contemporary look and feel of the brand. It's more youthful, more colorful, but also more playful with the blends. Unlike our other brands that we work mainly with Nicaraguan tobacco, here we're using tobaccos from different origins. Like in black, we use the Mexican San Andres Negro wrapper. In this case, we're using an Ecuadorian wrapper, Habano from Ecuador grown wrapper, and a Mexican binder. So we have a medium to full body cigar, not as strong as our Antaños,
right,
but very flavorful, very complex, given by this flavor.
Beautiful packaging.
Yeah, so it's very colorful. It's a homogeneous family.
And we compare it to the black and the red.
I would say it would be a little bit cooler.
Okay.
But the flavor profile is what stands out.
Okay.
It's completely different. The Habano Ecuador, it's an experimentation with that tobacco.
And suggested retail.
This one will retail between $550 and $790.
Reasonably priced.
All of the Hoya family is reasonably priced. Yeah.
Fantastic. Beautiful. And as we look, we've got the red, which is the mildest of them all.
Well, actually, this is the mildest of them
all. Well, Cabernet is the mild, right.
Which actually already existed before, and we
right.
relaunched it under the Hoya family. So it goes from mild plus, medium, to medium plus.
And I like on your shelf talkers,
yeah,
it shows 2 out of 5.
Exactly.
It shows 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
So it gives the consumer roughly what flavor profile, so they know.
Exactly. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate that. First of all, congratulations on 50 years of Hoya de Nicaragua.
Thank you very much.
Continuously making cigars in Nicaragua,
yes,
before anybody else. The most Nicaraguan cigar is what they like to refer to it.
Exactly.
And there's no question about it.
Thank
you were there before everybody else.
Yes, we have the privilege of having jumpstart what we know as the best cigars.
You did, and you're working with Jonathan Drew and Drew Estate. They make great cigars.
Indeed.
All right, so as we wrap things up here from the Drew Estate booth, you can take a look. There's just tons and tons of activity. As we take a scan around one more time, this is a giant area for Drew Estate. JD, as we wrap it up, my friend, great tour of the booth. I know that all of our alphas listening really get to enjoy the experience of walking in, because they can't come in off the street.
No,
so we
right.
take it right to them, and we appreciate the
You've
the
always
tour.
Messaged beautiful to everybody. I remember listening to you, it's got to be 20 years ago, driving in Florida. How long ago did you first come online?
Last 2 weeks ago, 23 years ago.
All right, so I'm behind you. I got 22 years in, and I remember just listening to you on the radio, coming in when I was first getting going, and people like in Boca Raton, that's where I learned about your show.
Right.
With somebody in Boca Raton telling me about you. And I started listening back then, so we got a lot of years of participation together.
Yep.
A lot of years of following each other. And I'll tell you what, you've done a great service for the industry. You're consistently, you're passionate, you care. And we love you, bro. And it's great to see you and spend time.
Always. And we spent some great time in Tampa about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Went to Biblos for dinner, smoked great cigars with your dad, Gary.
Yeah, that was
we had a lot of fun, and I got that beautiful ashtray and cabinet. My mother, every time she comes, she goes, "That is beautiful. I love that. It sits right in my cigar lounge at my Pleasure Palace." And I always think of you when I
want to invite you to Wynwood.
I'm coming.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, but I'm coming. I'll come down to see you.
Yeah, I would like to invite you to
Let's
Wynwood.
Do it.
If September works for you.
It works. Listen, we're neighbors. Tampa, Miami, we're close.
Love to have you out.
Okay. Jonathan Drew, my good friend.
All right, my brother.
Good brother. You can see the resemblance,
bless
right?
Everybody.
All right, very
All right,
good.
God
so,
bless.
Hope you enjoyed this great exclusive tour of the Drew Estate booth. A lot of great stuff. The 10th anniversary of Liga Privada, Hoya de Nicaragua 50th anniversary, all the repackaging, reblending of Esteli Herrera. Herrera Esteli, and also the new tins and the KFCC sweets. Tons going on.
Yeah, word. What's up? Thank you.
Yo,
guys.
Yo!
And that's why I always say cigars are the ultimate social media, because when you light a cigar, you can converse, you socialize. That's what Jonathan Drew and his dad and I did when he visited the Cigar City of Tampa. So always carry an extra cigar. You never know who you're going to run into. Don't forget, speaking of social media, don't forget, go to CigarDave.com. You can follow me, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, @CigarDaveShow. Cigar Dave, the general saying, Mayor Humidor, always be full. Mayor Cutter, always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Enjoy the leftover turkey. Enjoy great cigars, libations, and camaraderie. Gobble, gobble. Bye-bye.
Cascade Theater presents the 14th annual Cascade Christmas, a Reading holiday tradition. The North Pole just went south. This year, we're putting the ice in ice, featuring an all-new story. Evening and afternoon performances on weekends, November 23rd through December 2nd. Bring a camera for free pictures with Santa after each matinee. Tickets on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. They'll be open on Christmas Day. And don't forget, you can order your favorite comfort food at home now through Sunday, December 2nd. Get free delivery when you order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.